Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. And so excited to be with you today. We are going to talk about probably my favorite thing of all time in terms of getting out of cleaning forever. And I love the forever part because I've seen people, and you can raise your virtual hand or say something in the chat if you're live and this is you. I've seen people get out of cleaning for a little bit, but then somebody quits or something bad happens and they're back in it, right? Or they're clean there, or they don't have to clean as much, but sometimes people quit and they're in for a week and out, and then and sometimes they just give up. So there's all sorts of stuff. But we are going to help you get out of cleaning forever. Denise, welcome. Glad to have you. The problem is most of you guys or gals, or if you're listening here, you got into this business to be an owner of a cleaning company, not or a business or an entrepreneur, not a cleaner, right? Hey, Mark, we've been seeing you a lot. Mark from St. Louis, good to have you, buddy. The problem is many of you or most of you are still cleaning. If you're not cleaning, you're welcome to stay and hang out and gloat about how great your life is. If you're still cleaning, you're in the absolute right spot. We're going to help you get out of that forever. Man, we got a lot of people in the chat. I love that. Jen Hawkins, Lisa Marie, good to have you both. Everybody say, hey, I love, as much as we love our podcast and video watchers and listeners, I love doing this live. So feel free to join us on Facebook Live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific. Much more fun to hang out and join the party. So the problem is most of us got into this business to be an entrepreneur, to be an owner, to create freedom. And weeks, months, and sadly, sometimes years later, we're still cleaning. And if you love that and you want to clean, this is not for you. There's nothing for you here today. But if you would like to get out of cleaning forever and transition from cleaner to owner, you are in the absolute right spot. Rick Underwood, one of our coaches, is here. Rich Green is here. Good to have you both. So the cost, if you do not make this transition, is effectively your life. If you got into this business to be an owner, every second that you clean is a second that you're not building your business, or frankly, nobody is building your business. Everything you want out of this business in terms of freedom, in terms of money, in terms of growth, serving your community, hiring a team, all that good stuff is on the other side of your ability not to clean, to run your company instead. Hey, Ashley Marie, good to see you. So let's jump in on how to do this. Believe it or not, we're going to give you some strategies of what to do, but the biggest problem, having coached hundreds of people through this process, is how you think. People are thinking the wrong way, and that makes it impossible for them to do the right things when they're thinking the wrong way. So we're going to teach you first how to think the right way, and then it'll be pretty easy to figure out how to do what we do. And obviously we help people do that as well. Hey, Celia, good to have you in the house. So the first thing we've got to get over if we want to get out of cleaning forever is this crazy belief that it's not that bad, right? I know I clean forever. It's not that bad. Part of that belief is I make like $40 an hour when I clean, which is another version of it's not that bad, right? It's kind of telling ourselves in the world it's okay, right? Because we're afraid to get out of cleaning and do what it takes, we make excuses that it's okay to clean, or it's actually good to clean, or we make good money cleaning, right? The reality is the only way to know your actual hourly rate is to divide the net profit, the net profit you make after all expenses. So when I say net profit is because so a lot of you guys and gals haven't set up your accounting systems yet. So you see whatever money comes in and you're like, that's how much I make. That's not the truth. If you have fun things like insurance, vehicles, cell phones, an office, supplies, equipment, if you've ever invested in yourself or your training or use gasoline, or you replace a windshield on your car, or any of the things that go into cleaning, or you run an ad, right? That all costs money. So when we say divide your net profit, that's what you actually get to take home out of your business, by the total time that you work, right? So what happens is people go, well, I had a cleaning job and I charged $100 and it only took me 2 hours, so I made $50 an hour. But they didn't take into account the time that they drove, the gas it took to get there, the time they spent washing the rags to get them ready, getting everything prepared, selling the job, collecting on the job, thinking about the job, getting insurance for the job, being in places like this on podcasts to learn about the job. So they think they make a lot of money because they don't count all the time that they spend in their business, and they don't call the money that they invest in their business, right? Which, you know, bad data gets you bad results. So the only way to know what your real hourly rate is divide the amount that you make after all expenses, the amount you actually take home every freaking day or every week. Hey, we've got Bev from Wham in the UK. She says, love tuning in. Love having you tune in. Marissa, Alexis, Louis. She says, yep, that's all true expenses. It's so funny. I love such a great comment, Marissa, that they're true expenses. Like somehow we make up things like, well, gas doesn't count or this doesn't count, but the money spends the same, right? If the money leaves your account, that's a true expense. So great point, Marissa. So the only way to know what you're actually making per hour is if you divide all of the hours that you work. When you were in the, if you're an insane person like me, when you're in the shower thinking about your business, that counts. When you're at dinner with your wife, checking your email, that counts. When you're up creating invoices or responding to customer emails at midnight on a Tuesday, that counts, right? So if we only track certain expenses and certain time, we can kind of make the number look like anything we want. But we track the real profit that we make with the real hours that we work. That is how much you are actually making per hour. I've done this math with people over and over and over. It is heartbreaking. Almost every time they're making less than they pay their employees. I've had people making $2 or $3 an hour, working 80, 90 hours a week, or sometimes a husband wife team working 80, 90 hours a week, making $2, $3, $4 grand a month take home after expenses. And you do the math, it's just a couple bucks an hour. They would literally make more sense, or they'd make more money if they just cleaned for someone else, right? So they don't, we first and foremost, we got to understand what we're actually making. It's not that bad is a great way to never get out of cleaning, right? And tell yourself that it's okay. Cecilia says, how do you deduct taxes from the business and have to pay for my salary? That's a different topic for a different day, sister, or reach out to one of our coaches. We can help you with stuff like that. Marissa says, yes. And when the money's gone, we realize, hey, where did that go? That is the cry of the business owner. Also a different topic for a different day. I think we do, there's 1 week a month we talk money. We'll get into both of those maybe this next upcoming week, or next time we talk money. So the sad part is once you do this for real, typically you would find you'd make more money if you just went and worked for someone else. And the reality is, guys and gals, if you're cleaning for yourself, you're capped at about $4 grand a month. Maybe if you're in like New York or San Francisco or you're some weird thing, and the hundreds of people I've coached, I think I've seen one or two people that made more than that. But really, logistically, $4 grand a month is about where you're capped, unless you, you know, you rope your poor spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend in. Obviously, you can make, they can make more. And that's you working 80 hours a week, right? That's you cleaning 30, 40, 50 hours a week, working on top of that. It's a miserable life, and you'll never get where you want to go unless that's the life that you want. So that's the first thing, is we got to get rid of, it's not that bad. It's okay. It'll be okay. Hey, Marcus Fox, good to have you, dude. The next belief that we've got to get kill forever is I can't afford it, right? I would love to hire Mike, but I can't afford it. Let's get crystal clear on this. This is a big, big deal. You not being able to afford hiring has everything to do with the amount that you charge and nothing to do with how much employees cost, right? So people think, I can't afford employees. That's a hiring issue, or what employees cost issue, or a payroll issue. It is not. It is a what you are charging your customer issue. You're like, how do you know that, Mike? You don't know me. Well, first of all, I've coached in every state in the United States, every province in Canada, UK, Australia, and I've never met a single person where it was a financial thing. It was always, they're not charging their customers enough. And how do I know that? Because they have every single one that tells me, you don't know, Mike, it's not gonna work, blah, blah, blah. Every single one of them has a competitor in their area that has employees. So obviously it can work, right? It's money. It's, you're not charging your clients enough. So you gotta make sure you're clear on what the problem is before you try and solve it. The problem is not hiring or what employees cost or payroll taxes. It is, you're not charging your people enough. And you know that because your competitors are paying payroll taxes. Not all of them. I know some of you are like, oh, there's people that do. I know, but there is a competitor that's successful that has employees. Hey, Evie Lynn says, hello from our new office training center. She's one of our former elite members. I miss you, sister. We need to get you on one of the alumni calls because I miss you. So say hey to me in the alumni call. Post a picture of you in your office. Everyone that doesn't know Evie Lynn, reach out to her. She is amazing and huge. We need to get you to the next level, sister. I miss you. All right, so your competitors have employees. If you've got to raise prices before you hire, then you need to raise prices either way, right? So a lot of times people go, well, if I were going to hire, I'd have to raise prices. Then you have to raise prices. The only thing worse than making 10, 20 bucks an hour cleaning is making $5 an hour cleaning, which we just went over. That's the kind of numbers that you get when you start including all the expenses. If you can't afford a cleaner, you don't have a cleaning business, you have a cleaning job, and you might as well just work for somebody else and let them have all the headache. If you're not going to get paid, you might as well, if you're not going to make $5-$10 an hour, go make $5-$10 an hour working for your competitor. You can just clock it in out. You don't have to worry about it. Right. So don't tell yourself, I don't have, you know, if I'm going to hire, I need to raise prices. If that's the truth, you just need to raise prices, right? You need to charge the right amount no matter what, which kind of bleeds into the next thing, which is this weird, crazy belief that my customers require me to be there personally. It may be true that your customers as of today would prefer, and that's the problem with all these lies, is they're part true, right? They're not bald-faced lies that have no truth to them. You guys wouldn't fall for it, right? They're half-truths and partial truths. So there is truth, and yes, your customers right now would probably prefer you to personally clean. That may be the truth, but what we say and tell ourselves are, I can't hire because my customers need me to be there. That's the lie, right? You can do whatever you want. You guys, all of you guys, my customers would probably prefer I fly out there personally, set up all your marketing, hold your hand, pat your head, clean your toilets, lead your team, do all that sort of stuff. But I don't do that. And we do just fine, right? So the reality is you've got to decide what you want out of your business and then pick the customers that are the right customers for your vision. You don't move your vision to modify what your crappy current customers that want you to hold their hand and do everything for them want, right? So that's a big shift we need to make from I will modify my business to meet my customers' desires to I will modify my customers to meet my vision, right? So even though I don't do the flying out and holding hands and one-on-one type stuff, and some of you guys might want that, we still do fine. I'm able to serve a lot of people. And believe it or not, the fact that I don't personally come out and help you from my van down by the river and move in with you and do everything for you, the believe it or not makes me more attractive to you guys, not less attractive, right? So once you start setting boundaries with your customers, you go, hey, if you're just looking for Susie Q to come out here and clean something, God bless, that ain't me. I have a real company, right? So if someone's like, I want you, Mike, to personally do everything, I'd be like, that's fine. That ain't going to happen. If you're looking for someone to transform your business, I can help you. So same with you. If you're like, hey, if you want to come home and feel amazing and relax and have your house clean and safe and sanitary and you be able to put your feet up and relax, you're in the right spot. If you want me to personally come out here and do it and rub your feet, you're in the wrong spot, right? And if you have to lose a couple customers to get you back in tune with your vision, then so be it. Let's lose some daggum customers. We're just fine with that. So we've got to kill that, you know, my customers, it's okay to go, my customers are preferring to be me to be there, but we got to override that with, I'm in business to have my vision. And you know, if the customers I have now don't understand that aren't a good fit, I'm going to get better customers. And feel free, if I'm missing or hitting, or if you guys are like, holy crap, that's me, let me know in the chat. And if you're like, Mike, you are missing us, I would be shocked, but let me know that in the chat as well. I want to make sure that we're kind of on the same page here. And the next thing we get to is then we're like, okay, so once we know that we're not making $40 an hour, we absolutely can't afford to do it, and our customers will figure it out, especially if we communicate with them effectively on why this is better for their lives and this is how it's going to be. The next thing that we kind of throw up, or the people I work with that throw up, are a fear of, well, the problem is, you know, I can't compete with the big guys hiring, right? The big guys, they have benefits and they pay more. I can't compete with them. The reality is, on a lot of levels, they can't compete with you. Believe it or not, your competitors are competing with the big guys. Again, the only time I'd never accept it, but every time someone's told me, you don't understand, Mike, there's a call center here in my town and they give benefits and they give this and they're so big and they're so fancy. But they've got a competitor down the road that's got 27 employees. So it's like, okay, right? It's not that, you know, so someone can compete with these quote unquote big guys. You're just not doing it. The reality is it's not money and benefits that draws people, believe it or not. Now you have to pay fair, right? You can't screw people. That's not going to work. But the secret is making people feel the way that they want to feel. And this is where you have such a massive advantage over your competitors, right? AT&T might have benefits that you're not willing or able to offer. They might pay more than you pay. They're never going to be able to make them feel that they're part of something special, that they're a part of something bigger than themselves, that they're fulfilled being around the people that they care about, that share their values, right? Believe it or not, even at the low wage jobs, people will take recognition and feeling valued over money every time. So again, we still have to pay people fair, but it's not about the most money and the most benefits. It's about making them feel the way that they want to feel. And you have a distinct advantage over any kind of big competitor in your area doing that, right? The bigger they are, the harder that is. The smaller you are, the more you can have parties and have culture and only put together a team that's special and really, really put together something that people feel like, I don't get this anywhere in my life. And it doesn't even cost money. It just costs your time and being a leader. Good. Yeah. And again, think about who you compete with, right? And if you're like, I don't believe you, people want money. Well, then how come people pay to go to school? right? School sucks. This is just as much work, if not more work, than you have, but they want to feel important. They want to feel smart. They want to be in a community. They want to be able to tell people, I'm in school. I learned this. I did that. So you can find a way to make them feel important and smart and like they belong and that they're getting value from being part of that community. And it's even easier because you're paying them, right? Schools have to get paid. So it is all about how you make them feel, not about the benefits that you offer or don't. And then we have all once. And again, I'm just trying to take away all the things, all the excuses that you would make for yourself to go, oh, I don't want to, or I can't hire because, and these are all things that I've heard. April Marie says, what are the best ways to make them feel recognized and appreciated? Oh my gosh, April, it's the easiest thing in the world. Tell them, look them right in the eye. April, I appreciate the heck out of you being on my team. I am so glad that you're here. Give them awards. Every time we have a party, we'd give people awards for stinking up the bathroom, for being the tallest guy on the team, the best looking, the worst looking. We'd have so much fun with awards. But the big thing is, and we teach us all the time, is hire based on core values, not based on skill, right? So as opposed to just getting a bunch of cleaners around, find people that believe what you believe, right? Cleaning Nation, there's a worldwide kind of movement. Look, got the shirt. Reach out to one of the coaches if you want a shirt. They'll tell you how to get one. And it's because we're all about having fun, making money, being real and helping out, right? Some people like me, some don't, but everyone that comes onto this podcast or hears me on the YouTube channel or whatever is like, well, that's Mike. That's who he is, right? We are real. We try and help out. We absolutely try and make money for ourselves and for you guys. And just hiring people to share your core values and putting them together and everyone living their core values and who they really are will absolutely make them feel not only special and appreciated, but they're a part of something bigger, which is really, really important. So run your company with your core values. All this stuff magically happens. And then we start making up crazy stuff. Like, what if employees steal? That'll put me out of business. Well, the reality is if you don't have employees, you're not really in business. You've got nothing to lose. You've just got a crap job, literally cleaning crap, right? So don't fool yourself with this. Well, if I get an employee, he's going to put me out of business. If you don't have any employees, you don't have a business. You have a job. Like we talked about, typically it's better to work for someone else at a job than, you know, have to have all the responsibility if you're not going to get paid. And guess what? If you're running your company based on core values the way that we coach, you're not going to have a stealing problem. Rarely, if ever. Hey, Luciana, good to have you. And if they do, it's not even going to move your meter, right? You fire the employee that stole. You make the customer whole. If it's something cheap, you write a couple $100 check. If it's thousands of dollars, you file a claim with your insurance and you move on with your life. So that happens almost never. It's really just you and your fear going, I don't want to give up. You know, I don't want to take this risk. So hopefully you're seeing everything that's stopping you from cleaning is right between your ears, right? We coach people through the steps and the process of exactly how to get through and how to get out of cleaning forever. But the things that we tell you what to do doesn't work, isn't going to give you any good until you believe what you need to believe. So if we got to kill all these beliefs before we can get you where you need to go. All right. That said, here's the big false. This is the last one. I saved the worst for last because this is the one that really kills the most owners of cleaning companies in terms of keeping them enslaved to cleaning all day, every day. The big false is, and even if you, and please give me some comments on this, let me know how you feel, because sometimes I don't articulate it well, but we have this belief that it's not fair that I make all the money with they're doing all the work, right? They feel like, especially those of you that have cleaned forever and you've been like, I've been cleaning for 40 or 50 or 60 hours a week and working for 80 or 90 hours a week and I'm only making $3,000 or $4,000. And there's just no way, we just can't picture a universe where we don't do any cleaning, right? We can work just 5 or 10 hours a week if we just want to maintain our company, or 40 or 50 hours a week if you really want to grow it, but none of it cleaning, all of it being an entrepreneur and working on your company as opposed to in it. We can't fathom a universe where we don't have to do any cleaning and we still get paid, right? Other people do it. We just can't get it. But the reality is, first of all, you're never going to get out of the field until you kill that belief. As long as somewhere in your mind is lurking that it's not fair, I'm taking advantage of people, you're never going to get out. The reality is, we need to transform your mindset. And we've talked about this in previous broadcasts of, I provide labor. And again, no offense to cleaners, the best cleaner in the world can only bring $20 worth of value, right? There are so many people that can clean. It's easy to learn. You know, you're not saving lives. A brain surgeon, there's only a very few amount of people that can do it. And, you know, spending 10 hours or someone could literally save their life. So that skill is more highly compensated. The things that we're talking about, like building teams, creating systems, investing in your business and yourself, that's the high value work, right? So the reality is we need to move you out of, I get paid based on my hands and the work that I'm physically able to do, and into, I create transformation in people's lives, both my customers, my employees, I make their lives better from the systems and processes that I've created. then you can go, okay, it is fair for me to make more money because I bring more value. It pays more because it's worth more. People forget, Maya Angelou said, people forget what you say, but they remember how you make them feel. That couldn't be more true. And it goes with cleaning too. People will forget that you came and cleaned their toilet, but they remember how that clean toilet made them feel. So you can move your job from cleaning toilets to creating a company and systems and processes and a team that makes people feel good on a consistent basis, and you'll get paid a lot more. So you've got to kill that belief of it's not fair, it's not right, how can this be? And just move to, if I'm going to be an entrepreneur, I can get paid an infinite amount, and it's all, and I get paid based on the value that I bring. So if you are only getting paid a little bit, that's because you're just not bringing that much value. It's because you're doing the cleaning. If you want to get paid more, you have to bring more value. I got a yes from Betty. So glad that we're with you. The good news is once you hire, certainly when we're working with you, you can typically often replace your income within a couple months. Where you go from, here's what I'm making, but I'm cleaning all the time. Once you hire a team, within 90 days, typically you're making the same amount, and you just don't have to clean anymore. And that goes on forever, right? So once you fix it once and you set up the systems properly, you're out of cleaning forever and you keep making the same money. Now you have a choice, right? You can take that spare time and go, I'm retired. I'm going to take 5 or 10 hours a week maybe to kind of run my team. And other than that, I'm just going to take my paycheck and be on my way. Or you can go, holy crap, all the things that I wanted to do to improve my business and grow and hire more people and do surprise and delight and just make this business that I can see so clearly in my mind that I've envisioned, I can actually go build that. You can do whatever you want. Also, you have something to sell, right? When you've got a cleaning route and you're doing all the cleaning, it's worth very, very little. When you've got a system or a process, even if it only makes you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month, but you don't have to do anything, that's worth something, right? So not only does it give you freedom, you turn this job that you've got into an asset that you can sell. And this skill will last a lifetime. Once you make that switch in your head from cleaner to owner, even if you got into a different business, you start realizing that this works. Lisa says, I need a system for actual cleaning. So each cleaner is producing similar requests. Anyone help me? So that said, all the systems and processes you need to get out of the cleaning forever and grow your company and move from cleaner to owner, that's what we do all day, every day. It's quite frankly, we help people just starting, people in the field trying to get out, $1 million business, trying to be $2 million business, all that good stuff. My favorite clients, frankly, are the guys and gals that are out there hustling, cleaning all day. They got in to be owners and they woke up a year or 2 years later and they found that 10 years later and they found that they're still a cleaner. They know how to get out. If you would like my help getting out of that, that is my favorite thing in the universe to do. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You will get the best training that we have right there. There's a on-demand training that will go over the best stuff that we've got to help you get out of cleaning. There's a Facebook group of 10,000 other owners. We've got over 500 podcasts, videos, blogs that you can listen to. growmycleaningcompany.com. Ashley's one of our next level members and an amazing human being. She says, at least you need to connect with Mike and his team. They've helped us with systems so much. And we have, but I got to shout out to Ashley and her husband, Avery. They are just amazing human beings. And as much as we love helping, they kick butt. Effie Lynn says, do it. We are one of his success stories. You know, speak of the devil. We have actually, hold on. Let me look at my schedule for everyone listening live. Thursday, 2 days from now, 48 hours from now, we're going to have Ashley and her husband on the show. And I can't wait to introduce you to them because they are just the coolest people in the whole wide world. Plus, they're very good at business. And I can't wait to share their story. Speaking of Evie Lynn, she's like, we're one of the success stories. We need you on the podcast, sister. I tell your story periodically, and I don't think we've ever told the cleaning nation as a whole. We need to do that. So, all right, guys, gals, cleaning nation. Ashley says she can't wait. Tara says, hello. Hey, Tara. If you want to get out of cleaning forever, you want the systems and processes, that is what our team does all day, every day. We've helped hundreds and hundreds of owners getting out of cleaning forever. We'd love to help you. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. There are tons and tons of resources, almost everything. They're all free right there. And if you want to work with us, you can figure out how to do that. All at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. Can't wait to get you out of the field forever. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.